Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Tuesday, April 30th, brought to you by Churchill Shoes. Churchill Shoes is saying goodbye. After over 75 years of catering to all of our footwear needs, Chuck says it's time to retire, and that means unbelievable savings for you. From now until the store closes at the end of May, stop in for the most incredible sale ever at Churchill Shoes. Huge store-wide savings on both men's and women's shoes. Your feet will never be happier than when they're wearing Sash shoes. You'll love them. But hurry, when the store inventory is gone, it's gone for good. 75 years is a long time, and May isn't that far away. Stop and save now with the going out of business sale at Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall from now until the end of May. And Chuck says thank you to all of his great customers throughout the years. We'll miss you, Chuck. Stop into Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall. And by the way, all shoes now 50% off at Churchill Shoes. Our weather today, cloudy skies. We do have a chance of rain again tonight. A very good chance. Our high today, right around 57 degrees. 18-year-old Kazmir Haskins pleaded not guilty to the felony murder charge against him yesterday, waiving his preliminary hearing. Haskins was arrested in March for the stabbing death of 24-year-old Anthony Economy. At the time of Haskins' arrest, he was 17 years old. Court documents say on Thursday, March 7th, 11 individuals agreed to a fight about some relationship issues outside of an apartment building on 36th Avenue South in Grand Forks. With a guardian present, Haskins admitted to stabbing Economy one time in the chest because he was acting in self-defense. Haskins' dispositional conference is scheduled for July 25th. Grand Forks School Board has held a special meeting last night that left an elementary school principal without a job. Superintendent recommended the board not renew the contract of Ben Franklin Elementary Principal Joshua Mailhot. Board voted 5-4 to do just that. Meeting lasted less than 8 minutes. School board memo from earlier this month lists several concerns about Mailhot's performance, including inability to follow directives from his supervisor, not maintaining trust with those he supervises, and not communicating effectively. Administrators also claim Mailhot is unable to understand and implement adequate safety procedures, causing staff to be concerned about security. They also say he isn't able to carry out basic leadership functions. Pilot of a small plane was flown to a Fargo hospital after crashing early yesterday in Clearbrook, northwest of Bemidji. Clearbrook-Gombeck Police Chief Ryan Soley says it happened about 1:40 a.m. Pilot was outside the plane when first responders arrived. Soley says the initial investigation shows that the plane experienced mechanical failure. Condition of the pilot has not been released. The FAA is handling that investigation. Chairman of the sponsoring committee for the marijuana initiative in North Dakota says he's hoping to get the 15,582 signatures quickly to get the measure on this year's general election ballot. Steve Bockett of Bismarck chairs the group New Economic Frontier. His group has now been given the green light to start collecting signatures. He says time is of the essence. The group has until July 8th to get the measure on the November ballot. Bockett says he doesn't want out-of-state groups coming into the state and putting out one-size-fits-all measure before the voters. And we've got more news for you right after this. What can drones do for you or your company? EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota, provides information in the fields of agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, and emergency services so clients can unlock the value of efficiency of collecting data and imagery with unmanned aerial vehicles and are always looking for more ways to help business and people. 29 pilots, 17 commercial manned pilots, over 30,000 hours of combined flight experience, construction, wind turbines, cell towers, oil fields. Unmanned aerial vehicles save time, money, and manpower. EyeSight Drone Services, the first private drone company in North Dakota. To find out more, call 701-740-9652 or email info at eyesightdrones.com. What can EyeSight Drone Services do for you? Well, French screen legend Gerard Depardieu was detained for questioning yesterday in connection with alleged sexual assaults against two women on Setford film sets. Police sources said Depardieu, one of France's top movie stars, has been at the center of a growing number of sexual assault allegations in recent years that have tarnished his legacy and exposed broader divisions about sexual conduct in France. Lawyers for Depardieu, who has consistently denied wrongdoing, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. And finally, in sports, Max Kepler had a tie-breaking RBI single in the ninth, and the Minnesota Twins beat the Chicago White Sox 3-2 last night for their eighth straight straight win. Twins and White Sox play again tonight at 6:40, eighth straight. How about that? Boys high school baseball yesterday, Grand Forks Red River and West Fargo Cheyenne was postponed due to rain. Central got beat up by Devil's Lake 12-0. Today, Red River hosts Wahpeton at 1 o'clock. Sacred Heart will host West Marshall. That game's at 4:30. Girls softball today, East Grand Forks, Sacred Heart at Northern Freeze. Central at home against Fargo North at 4:30. Red River's at Fargo South, also at 4:30. Girls soccer yesterday, Davies shut out Central 5-0. Grand Forks Red River will host Fargo Shanley today. That game is at 4 o'clock. NBA, the Minnesota Timberwolves will play the defending NBA champs, Denver Nuggets, in the second round of the playoffs. And former UND player and coach Dave Hackstall fired by the Seattle Kraken of the NHL. And that's your morning update, brought to you by Albatross Indoor Golf. Winter in the Northland means no golf, right? Wrong. Looking to get in a round of golf in a climate-controlled winter oasis? Want to just whack some balls in the virtual driving range and work on your swing? Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club in Grand Forks with more than 90 courses, range venues, and games including Pebble Beach, St. Andrews, TPC Sawgrass, and more. All on an incredibly accurate optical-based simulators from driving to putting. Play straight up, team up for a scramble, play tournaments, or join the two-person scramble league. It's fun for everyone, and all ages are welcome, too. Call or text 701-757-3220 to set up a tee time. Check out Albatross Indoor Golf Club at the Columbia Mall, your home for the best indoor golf experience around. All right, hidden agenda coming your way at 11 o'clock today. David Waterman with the Midwest Public Health Coalition will be in. Also, U.S. congressional candidate Dr. Rick Becker will be on the show in the second half. We'll be talking with him, too, and, of course, all your latest news on Sleepy Joe, all coming up at 11. Remember to tune in and remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. We're on all the apps. Just pick one, all right? Hey, we all know the Grand Cities are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.